Oh, and don't forget to subscribe to Minority Minds Podcast and leave a 5-star rating on the show now. It helps move the podcast up in the algorithm and brings in more listeners, just like you. So let's keep growing the fan, whether it's on Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, iTunes, or whatever you prefer to listen to us. And as an added bonus, on Anchor, you can leave us comments, questions, and voice messages so you can be part of the show too. Thank y'all. And now let's enjoy the show. Love.
Minority Minds Podcast.
We back. Minority Minds is back. Gail here. Chico, whatever you want to call me.
Damn, Lance. Whatever you want to call me.
Don't say that.
Facts, that's true. Got freezing. You're not freezing today, are you?
I'll give you an update in about 5 minutes.
Okay.
If we on the pod and I just ran like, God damn, it's cold as fuck.
That's for you. Look at my man, Mac.
It's good.
Mac's back. And my man, Godfather over here. What's up, man?
What's happening?
How we doing, fellas?
Good, man.
It's good to hear. Good to hear.
You know, life is going.
Life is good.
He said all that.
life is going. There's a difference.
Oh, you right. You're right. Anyway.
Dying to live and living to die. There's two different things.
Exactly. All right, so let's get into it. Last episode, we was, you know, getting into dating. But we ain't getting to like a little subtopic of dating. Is chivalry dead?
Is that the question?
Yeah, fool.
Nigga, yes.
I'll say yes and no.
All right, go ahead.
So, for me personally, it all depends on the person. I'm just saying, like, some people.
What have, like, you done chivalrous?
I still open car doors.
Mm-hmm.
I open regular doors. I'm not throwing my jacket over no puddle, no shit like that. You're not stepping on my coat. But yeah, like, I mean, opening doors, pulling out chairs, little simple shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's not even something that I even had to think about. For real. I just kind of do it.
Just second nature?
Yeah. But some people, it's like, man, get your ass in the fucking car, man. It's good fucking playing and shit.
I open doors sometimes. Yeah, but, you know, sometimes you got to think about it because you get so used to just kind of doing stuff that you forget. Like me, I forget that I'm with somebody. So I like walk out of a door and forget that I am with somebody. I got to go back and grab the door for them, shit like that. But, you know, I'm saying it because I see younger guys. And these niggas ain't got no fucking, like, chivalrous and nothing. Like, I seen a girl stand at the door. The nigga walked in, walked all the way down, and she's still standing at the door waiting for him to open the door.
Wow.
And I was like, let me get the door for you, sweetie. Like, nigga forgot she was there. Like, even at, like, at the club, when people come in with their tables, they, like, say you got 5 girls and 3 guys. Why are the 3 guys the first ones going in?
Man,
these must be the young ones, then.
Yeah.
But it's not really like trying to defend them or nothing like that. But a lot of times, it's like, what did y'all call them, bottle thoughts?
Yeah.
So it's kind of like that situation too, where just like, like, we not really with y'all, but y'all like just kind of like with us. They probably met them like on the way to the club, told them that they had a table, all that shit, let them in. It could be anything. So it's like being in the club atmosphere. It's a little different, but I mean, on the other hand, sometimes it's still nice guys finish last, so maybe I should stop opening doors. But the last time that I opened the door for a lady, she reached through the car and opened my door before I got there.
Oh,
that's because she was raised right.
Yeah.
What do you think is too far though? Because one of the homies who remained nameless was out on a date, and he went to go pick up the young lady.
Okay.
And so it was a couple of situations, right? So let me set the scene. So he went to go pick her up, right?
Yeah.
At her spot. And it's raining. And so she comes out to the car.
I see where this is going on.
And right. Just stands at the door in the rain.
Uh-huh.
And doesn't open the door, even though it's unlocked.
So she wanted him to get out the car in the rain, walk around, open the door, to get back Jeffrey. In the car.
Yes. So my question is, what do you think, when do you think they're taken too far or their like roles are applied inequitably?
I think it's attitude.
Yeah.
Because if you walk around, like, if a guy does it, or if I feel like I need to do it, then I'm going to do it. But if you're sitting there insisting and, like, you
like, we're not open the door.
Yeah.
Yeah, then mm-hmm. your ass going to be getting wet.
And he's like, why? Why are we both going to get wet?
Exactly.
But, that's one of those situations where it's a lot tougher, too. Because, you know, like, nowadays with cell phones, a lot of times you just text them, like, I'm outside.
Yeah.
Where back in the day, you had to get out, knock on the door. So you're walking there with them. But it is kind of, I mean,
technology me personally, has changed things.
Yeah, like, mm-hmm. me personally, I'm not sure if I would, like, if we were both outside of the car, like, yeah, I'll open the door.
Mm-hmm.
But as for I haven't gotten out of the car, ran around the car, opened the door, and got back in the car. Nigga, still.
Big facts. He can be like Dr. Dre on the wash.
Nah,
he can be like Dr. Dre on the wash.
Necessarily. No, I'm not saying like as far as Herb. I'm just saying like.
Yeah, I know what you're
talking about. It'll be like that Diddy gift from The Voice where y'all just stare at each other.
Yeah.
Like waiting for somebody to make a move.
Damn. But it's like, you stole the car and the girl because I opened the door for her. She got in the car. Then you opened the door and got in the car and pulled off in my shit.
Exactly.
Like, damn.
Yeah. And then it also kind of, like, when you open that box, you kind of talk, you want to talk about gender roles, right? Mm-hmm. Like, then you speak to, like,
what
the man's expected mm-hmm. to do conventionally. And so, I mean, there's really two schools of thought, right? Like, some people are more old school. Like, I knew someone who's a little older who had a husband, and he would not eat until she made dinner and, like, put it on, like, a platter, like, literally, like, a platter, and, like, served it to him.
Mm.
And that's, like, old school.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Old school.
And, like you said, it's certain things that's, like, now a female will be upset because back in the day, it used to be like the man will order for the girl. What'd you say?
He said woman. Yeah, you can't be calling them females now for some reason.
That's condescending, man.
Yeah.
Come on,
what?
Man. Get with it.
Fuck out of here.
You gotta call them women.
Stop it.
Because a female can be any animal.
Yeah, an animal, whatever.
We're animals. What the fuck?
But they don't call us males. So I get it.
We get called males.
Man,
I don't. And niggas. All kinds of shit.
We get called niggas, bitch ass niggas, bitches, dogs, hoes, fuck niggas, fucking trash ass niggas.
I was telling you what the streets are saying.
Yeah.
Man, they be like.
Yeah, I'm from the suburbs. I don't know about the streets.
I missed that. I'm sorry. I don't really talk to people that much, but they be like.
Yeah, a lot of people will find it condescending to. Like, a lot of women will find it condescending to calling
females. We ain't for them.
Well, like I was saying, back in the day, it used to be that, like, the guy would place her order.
Yeah.
So I bet you they don't want that no more.
Nah.
It depends.
That was considered chivalrous.
It depends.
Because when I...
Nah, you must have got their order wrong. That's why.
It ain't no getting their order wrong.
It's whatever I wanted to get.
I'm ordering you what I want you to eat. Like, but it used to, like, I mean, it used to be an issue. Like, especially when it'll be like, yeah, I'm getting the steak and potatoes with the asparagus, and she's having salad.
Yeah. She getting the tap water from the pipe.
She getting not even the Caesar joint or no Cobb salad.
Fucking
she's getting
house
the house salad.
With like, the Italian dressing.
Like, yeah, but just, in the water with a lemon wedge.
That's fucking terrible. That's so terrible. Shit, shit.
Well, I didn't make the rules. That's just how they was ordered. So yeah. It's like, I mean, like I said, it's a fine line with a lot of the stuff, though. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. Like, if you, like I said, it's one thing if you're raised that way, and it's another thing if you just doing it because you're trying to, like, show off for the wrong shit. Because it was a female that a friend of mine was dating that, shit, it was a young lady that a friend of mine was dating.
Female.
That, like, basically, to try to show off in front of her mother, she would basically not respond to the I'm outside text.
Yeah.
And wanted him to get out of the car, knock on the door, and walk her to the car. But it's,
he ain't getting no cheeks, like, so.
But no, I'm just saying, that's one of those things too where it's like, it may sound rude, but you have to be that type of woman to get that type of treatment.
Yeah,
I think it depends, right? I think it, whatever works, whatever works within, like, your relationship,
yeah,
is what you're gonna do. Like,
but it's like, you can't have these high standards for the way you want me to treat you, but you just treating me like anything,
right?
Yeah, that's where the disconnect is at.
Yeah, yeah. Agreed. Because, like, you know, women will say, "Oh, you know, men will need to do blah 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 blah." And then it's like, okay, if we want
to
go by that standard, then
so what you supposed
you
to
need
do?
To be ready to pop that thing. Like,
exactly.
Like, all right, you know, because exactly. if we go on by 50 standards, like, you know.
And you know, you what, need like, to go ahead and get on your knees.
But, and the other thing, too.
On your thought shit.
What be pissing a lot of female, like, what I have pissed a lot of women off with is when they be like, well, can you hang a TV? Can you hang drywall? Can you put up cabinets? Can you change oil? And I'd be like, yes, I could do all that. I mean, I could do all that shit, and I could cook.
Exactly.
And I could clean.
What the fuck
can
you do?
So what can you do? Like I asked you before you asked me 1,000 questions to my one.
Exactly.
And then they be all upset.
I mean, it's deep, right? It goes back to, like, you know, back when women weren't allowed to work, right? And so it's almost like some of these expectations are applied when it's convenient.
Yeah, definitely.
But again, whatever works for you, right? Like in my house, Lachelle don't take out the trash, you know? Mm-hmm. Like she never, I mean, it's just, we both understand that I take out the trash.
But then again, I've always thought that, or it's just, that's just the old school thinking. Like, men should always be taking out the trash.
Well, I mean, it's certain things.
It's nighttime. I wouldn't want no lady going outside taking out the trash.
I take it out at all hours. Like,
I'll take it out.
Yeah. I took out the trash this morning.
Now, I will say this, though. Honestly, like, I try to take out the trash, but my mom legitly will take the trash out at, like 4 o'clock or some shit. And I'll be like, damn, because I'd be a little pissed off because
you
now
come out and see the trash out already.
Yeah, like I'm walking to the garage. I'm like, where the fuck is the trash can at? And that joint all the way on the curb.
Maybe your ass need to take the trash out before you go to bed, nigga.
4 o'clock in the afternoon, I just got off of work.
Oh well. Well, it's cause she can't trust you. That mean you that
man,
mean when you was 15 and you supposed to take the trash out, you ain't taking trash out.
Did you miss trash day?
No.
I always miss trash day.
I've never missed trash day. It was set. My brother was Tuesday. I was the Thursday guy for when they picked up the trash on Friday.
Oh, y'all never fancy. Y'all got 2 pickups a week?
Yeah, we still do. But now they pick it up. They pick it up on Saturday morning.
Paulie.
We got one a week. That was it. If you missed your one.
Man, you shit
so,
out of luck.
So Tuesday is when they get trash and recycling. Saturday, they just get the trash. I know the trash day. I know the schedule. But yet and still, somebody always wants to take the trash out.
I trust you, nigga.
But I don't know why.
What about cutting the grass?
I cut the grass. You should see me out there.
Oh, nah.
I feel bad now.
I passed that responsibility to my brothers.
I used to talk shit to, I'm the little brother, so it got passed to
exactly.
me.
Exactly.
And my nephew's not old enough yet. He ain't fucking up the grass.
He got about 2 years.
Yeah. Unless he got to
grow a little bit too.
Yeah, I'm about to say he going to put on a couple of LBs because his little ass going to be out there underneath the lawnmower. Like, God damn it. What have you done? We done spilled gas all over the yard, set the damn house
with all,
on fire.
With all that, what do you think, Gail?
Yeah, Gail.
What?
You came up with the question, is chivalry dead?
Nah.
Are you chivalrous? So.
Hell yeah, I'm chivalrous to my woman.
His woman.
Yeah.
Now we're gonna really get canceled.
What? I said woman.
She's not your property.
She's not your property.
Oh, fuck you. Just,
if I can't say you female, you can't say my woman. Yeah, you're right, all right?
You're right. Damn. I don't know how I'm gonna go around.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I know I'm chivalrous to my significant other. There you go.
But you know, like, honestly, not to cut you off, but I'm just like, it's a lot.
Not to cut you off, but I'm gonna cut you off.
Yeah, that's just like when you say no offense, but right, you say but some offense, fucked up shit. But nah, like, it's just, I just feel like me personally, I have overall home training.
Yeah.
So it's like, even when it comes down to me being to the being in the store and I see somebody who I'm not even with, and I open the door for them and stuff like that, or you know, I help them get something off the bottom shelf.
Yeah, that's just manners. That's it.
Yeah. So
that's
just feel
what chivalry
like,
is.
Yeah. Yeah. So I just feel like I have overall manners, but.
But see, here's the thing: there's a lot of guys who didn't grow up with a man in their house, so they didn't see a man doing that for their mom or their grandma. So they like, so what the fuck am I doing that for?
Oh nah, I ain't going off what I seen my grandfather do with my grandma.
Nah, but I'm saying, but.
That was saying, old, but you, old shit.
But you seen.
I'm hungry.
But you seen roles.
Yeah.
Even, you know what I'm saying?
But I mean, I was, like I said, I was taught it by, like, you would think that with the amount of single mothers out here that they would learn that from the mom.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because at the end of the day, see, this is where women fail to realize. You control every situation you are in with men. And they only treat you the way you let them treat you.
That goes both ways.
Facts. But still, the nigga ain't getting pussy from you if you don't want to give him pussy. Nah. And if he treats you like some shit.
I think men have more impact on.
No, depending on who you're talking to.
And I say this to Beast all the time. I think, you know, men have a more significant impact on the temperature of a relationship. Like on the way it goes. A man has significant impact.
My mother kind of got control of what her and my dad got going on. So that's what I seen my whole life.
Because he gave it up.
Yeah. Well, no, my father did not give it up. She took it.
What are we talking about?
Yeah. Talking about control.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
But no, I mean, but it's like I said, it's always that. Just like how, like DC Young Fly. He was asked about, does he let a woman control him? And he was like, no, she doesn't control him, but she's allowed to have input. Mm-hmm. So he'll listen to her if it's a good idea. If she's advising him against a bad decision or something like that, like, he's going to listen to her.
So she ain't advising him against him getting a tattoo on his forehead?
She wasn't around yet.
No, well, she should have been.
Yeah. I mean, it's important for each, like I said, each couple to do, you know, whatever works for them. And I know what works for us. So, I mean, it's not up to me to tell other people what to do.
Right.
Yeah. But then, as we talk about chivalry, do you feel like you want it to be appreciated? I remember, matter of fact, Saturday, we went to Sam's Club to get stuff for the house. And we're walking through the store. And this lady stops me. She's like, excuse me, sir. Can you help me? It was a huge box, and she asked me to help her pick it up and put it in her cart because it was on the ground. And she's like, can you help me? And I was like, okay. So I just helped her pick it up and then put it in the cart, and she ain't say nothing after that.
Oh.
And then, F you, dog.
And then as we're walking away, she was like, she ain't going to say thank you.
Oh.
Yeah, now, yeah, that is definitely like, yeah, it's like you said, it's the whole chivalry thing is manners. So it goes both ways. So... if I do, like, if I open the door, say thank you. If not, I'm gonna let that joint clap your heel. Like,
go right for the Achilles.
Ah, man, I'm used to people not being fucking appreciative, so I just be like, whatever.
Nah, but I mean, still, it's just, like, I don't know. Just like with tunas, if that was me, I probably would have said, like, well, fuck you then. Like, I'm sorry.
Damn.
No, I'm like, I've been getting more mad recently because of like dumb shit. Just because, I guess it's road raging.
You sure you're not pregnant?
I don't know.
But I mean, like I said, I feel like my manners will keep me from like saying anything, but I'm gonna be hot.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be real pissed.
Yeah, Shell's kinda like not happy on my behalf. I just didn't care.
You just let her roll.
Like, shame my woman, I don't care.
Cause like I don't, it's sad, but I don't expect for other people to have manners anymore.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So when it comes to like even fuck, I lost it.
You gotta stop doing drugs, man.
Stop doing drugs.
What's your other question?
All right. Well, you want to get into this one that when you posted, and then.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Oh yeah.
Well, somebody read the damn thing.
Anyway.
Goodness.
You've known. Well, wow. I was about to say you've known him. All right. So this is from a woman's perspective. She's known you for 3 weeks. You both go on a date. Should the man pay for the date?
Listen.
Depends on the temperature
obligated?
Of the room.
Are you obligated?
I'm not obligated to pay on the first date, but
some people would argue that you are.
No, so my thing is this. The type of person that I am, if I invite you, I'll pay.
Yeah.
That's just me personally.
Yeah. Invite me to dinner tomorrow night.
See, that's you threatening me.
Cedric gonna show me that Joe order lobster bisque.
Shit. Like shit.
But yeah, and shit, then, like, that's the thing too. But like you said, it goes off the temperature as well. Right. But like I can't speak off experience on that because I don't go too far with people who I feel don't appreciate much.
This is true.
So it's like the conversations leading up to us even having a date will determine if we have a date. But like if we have a date, I'll be willing to pay.
Yeah.
Right.
When I was dating, I always paid for the first date.
I think that's like mandatory. I mean,
I paid.
You're not obligated. Like, because how do you know you're going to like date this person? I've been at a date where I'm like, I'm gonna pay, but I ain't gonna see this person again.
Yeah, I mean, right. I've had times like that too, but it was just like I said, it was just the filling out situation, I guess. Yeah. So,
yeah, I mean, I was on a date where I knew nothing wasn't gonna happen. I knew I wasn't interested, so I purposely ordered something it was like two for $35 menu. Because she ordered something on the menu, so that I ordered something on that menu too.
Right.
And I was praying the waiter would say something. Then it's on. He's like, "Oh, you can get that 2 for $35." I was like, "Oh, bet. Yes!" Oh man, you just saved me some money. So, but I mean, it's not always. I don't know. I mean, have I been? I don't know, because some people think if you go on a date and like if the woman wants to go Dutch, then they're not really interested.
No, Dutch mean no draws.
No, yeah, fool, that's splitting the bill in half.
Oh, shit. I don't know. I thought she was butt ass.
I thought that was commando.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, free ball Fridays.
Nah, but I don't know. I'm not.
Like, yeah, like I said, I don't. I could say that I haven't been out with anyone where I felt like, one, they couldn't afford what they ordered. Mm-hmm. And two, where they just like ridiculously ordered out, like outside of, like it's like you don't need all that shit.
Exactly.
And you just keep ordering drinks and shit like that. Like I haven't been out with nobody like that because I don't, like I said, I try to really find people that's humble.
Would you skip out on the check if they did that? Like pay your part at the bar.
The bar, I'll see you later. I went on a date with a girl that she invited me out. I left work early, so we go to some place on the water. So we're eating, and then I order. I don't order fancy shit because I don't fucking know what fancy shit is. So I'm just eat like, oh, I know what that is. So I'm gonna eat that.
So you're eating chicken tenders.
Nah.
Chicken tenders.
I like pasta. I like pasta.
The chicken
fingers. Like little shit like that. I don't really like chicken fingers anyway. So she ordered like a bottle of fucking Moet. Mm. I'm like, what's going on? Mm. So, you know, I'm like, because we're like not dating. We're just like kind of friends. So I was ready to go half. And she goes, grabs the receipt. And I'm like, what are you doing? She's like, I invited you out. I was like, nah, we got to pay for this. She's like, no, I invited you out. So she wouldn't let me see the bill. She paid the bill. Then bought another bottle of Moet, which is like $120. I'm looking like, where the fuck am I at?
Well, proportionally, she ordered more stuff. So, I mean, I wouldn't.
It don't matter. I still would have went half because we're still friends. It's cool. I don't.
I mean, yeah, like, now, if it's not, when it's not a date.
I mean,
but even still, like,
yeah, I mean, she
that
also
still, it threw me off because I'm not used to people paying for me.
Yeah, right. I mean, but I've had like just like you said, like mutual friends who's done that. But
like, would it be any different if it was a dude?
Yeah,
hell yeah, nigga, you ordering my wedding shit, y'all niggas.
Ain't no nigga about to pay for me. It's like, nah, I'm joking, but I mean, no, but like. Half is fine. Like I always anticipate when I'm going out, even when I go out with friends, pay half.
Yeah,
because that's what we do.
I mean, so, I've treated my friends out. Like, yeah.
Nigga, when you gonna treat me then? God damn! Yeah. Exactly. I'm joking.
Yeah, like I've treated friends before.
You ain't even. You saw me walking in Five Guys. You walked the fuck out. You like, oh shit, here's a meat.
Let me get the whole goddamn restaurant.
I thought you was robbing damn thing. You like, hurry up and get my fucking milkshake. I'm not playing with you. You see who's coming in here? He's gonna want a burger and fries, that fat motherfucker.
That show was good too.
I didn't even think it was Toon Day at first until we got to the house and I seen him drinking the milkshake. I said, what was that nigga running out of Five Guys all fast?
I paid for it too.
And he had slides on. He was gripping the front of them joints trying to get out of there away from me. Literally. That was fucked up.
But, yeah, I mean, I think once you get into a relationship, it kind of changes, right? Mm. Especially... You know, depending on how your finances are.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, fuck that. Yeah, it's definitely changing. I don't give a damn about how your finances are or not.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm talking about the fact, like for us, you know, our finances are...
Yeah. He's doing very well for himself.
No, I'm not talking about... That had nothing to do with that. I'm just saying, like...
I'm joking.
When...
they be fighting over who going... I want the reward points on my credit card. I want the mileage.
That shit is real. Hey. That shit is real.
Yeah, that's why everything is put on the Amex. Because them reward points.
It adds up.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I mean, now, like, when we go out, you know, I pay. And she'll just usually take care of the tip.
Right.
Yeah.
I used to do that.
Yeah.
That's normal.
Yeah, so.
But my last relationship was toxic.
Mm. Did you call her female? Probably why.
Nah. Yeah. No, but it used to be like she used to piss me off because it was one of those things where it's like, all right, I'm helping you with bills and shit like that, and you're still crying about dates. I'm like, shit, you ain't taking me on no fucking dates.
Yeah, you're like, right, though.
I'm the one helping you pay fucking bills, and then it's like when I say like I should get taken out on dates too. I don't want to date a man who feels like that. Like, well, get the fuck out of here, then.
if you paid your bills, we'd go to Topgolf more often.
Take
you
to Topgolf.
Never been to Topgolf. Damn, what kind of life y'all living?
That shit is love.
Oh, you ever been to Topgolf?
Right. Man,
I go out. I don't go out.
I drove past it a couple times.
I don't even know where it's at.
They got two.
It's one in Oxon Hill.
Yeah.
That's when we drove.
We can go this weekend for real. Shell's out of town.
I'm having surgery, fam.
That's this weekend?
Yeah, it's this week.
This week,
2 days.
Oh, you about to be
out. You can still go to Topgolf.
Yeah, you can still go.
Look, I'm going to sit there and prop my foot up and watch our niggas.
You can still swing.
Yeah.
Swim.
Swing.
Nah, I ain't swinging on shit unless I'm swinging on niggas.
Whoa.
On that note,
anyway.
But yeah, like I said, I mean, I don't know. I feel one thing that I tend to do is I sometimes do differently than how I necessarily feel, because I don't really care. Even though I don't make a lot of money, it's just like the fact that I have the ability to make more money. Mm-hmm. So like certain shit, I just be like, all right, I'll do it this time, but you don't, like, it's not gonna happen again. And I know that I have control over that, so I don't care.
Right. Yeah.
And if I pay, I'm taking your doggy bag. Fuck you mean? It's like, those my leftovers. You should have ate while you had the chance.
Oh my God. All right, so this last question. I don't know if y'all heard the Ebony K. Williams interview. That was probably like two or three weeks ago.
I don't even know who the hell that is.
I'm saying, I don't.
Oh, anyway, you know, Breakfast Club type shit.
Oh, I know Ebony's categories.
All right, so she was saying, like, if she's like the breadwinner in the relationship, and you know you're the man, you're not doing, you know, you ain't got a job, but you could at least like do the household shit, like keep it clean or take care of the kids, and you know, like stay home dad.
Yeah.
If the roles were reversed, would you be stay home dad instead of being the, you know, the breadwinner, the provider, the household?
Well, seeing that I'm my own breadwinner, I can't stay in the house.
I mean, damn, use your imagination.
I know, damn.
I had to do it. I mean, sorry.
I just, like I said, it's certain things that, like, even I just feel like I'm different slightly. Mm-hmm. Like, even if I was the breadwinner, like, those are my kids as well. Mm-hmm. It's my, like, it's my home as well. I'm going to keep it up. I'm not going to be the type of person where it's like, oh, well, I went to work, so you cook. Right. Because if your ass can't cook, I'm not going to eat that shit. So I might as well cook for myself. Like, you're going to be upset. Like, you don't even ever. Like, I went through that too. But
okay.
It was a. You only eat my food once. Like, because that shit.
She was trying.
It was only worth a one time job, motherfucker. But yeah, so it's like, yeah, that, I mean, that wouldn't be a problem with me. Because, like, I want to have a hand on, like, raising my children anyway. And then. Yeah, like, it's not, I don't want to stay in a junky environment.
So you won't mind being stay at home dad? And
no.
Okay, cool.
Like, you? He always been a breadwinner. He ain't never been broke.
What the fuck is that? Stay at home?
I probably would, although, I mean, as I get older, I kind of want to have a job that gives me the flexibility to be at home. Because like now, I mean, I've been working from home since, you know, March of last year.
Right.
And so, you know, now that, you know, Shell and I are living in the same household and she has to go into work, like she has to be in the office. So with me being home, I'm able to take care of more stuff around the house.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, you know, figuring out what we're going to have to eat, you know, putting some, you know, sometimes putting breakfast together for her in the morning before she leaves, you know, stuff right. like that. But to be solely at home and not doing anything.
Not the breadwinner. You just
see, but like,
I don't think I have it in me.
Okay.
If I'm being honest with myself, I don't.
Yeah.
Man, you crazy. I'm put them kids to sleep, go in that room, turn that laptop on. Wear myself up, though. Clean up.
Yeah, I mean.
Like, boy, you crazy.
The only way I can see myself being home full time is if, like, I lost my job, God forbid, or I made enough money to where we could retire.
Right.
And then she could do what she wanted, and then I would probably just be in the house.
So you raise his hand.
I know, you motherfucking raise his hand.
That's what I was taught to do.
Okay.
So now, but nah, so the other, so I have a question to your question. Now, just because she's the breadwinner, who has the more like strenuous job? So you saying that you don't work at all?
The stay at home?
Yeah.
Yeah. Your job is to make the house nice and tidy.
Oh.
Cook. Stay clean.
Stay in the gym.
Yeah, you gotta stay fit.
Stay
in the gym. You gotta stay fit.
You march.
Take care of your kids.
Oh yeah.
And when she
when she
wants some vitamin D, you better be ready.
That's why I got That's why, you know, that first load come quick, so you gotta get down. I'ma get that one all the way. I'm like, okay, she get
here at 6:30.
Yeah, she all get right. home at 6:30.
She be like, why the house dirty? You been home all day, what the hell, man? Like, man.
Them kids ain't gonna touch shit. The fuck you talking about? Like,
she was like, I had a long day at work. Drop them drawers.
Yep. Hey, she ain't even gonna have the eggs. I'ma be in that motherfucker with the silk robe on, Johnson on swing. You hear me? Like, I done gave the kids the melatonin. Now it's time for them. I didn't get a kid.
All right. Maybe sleep for 2 days.
So be it.
Like, I pleased my woman.
Gave the kids the melatonin. Now it's time for some boning. Here we go. Let's do it.
You ain't saying nothing, say. You be staying home or?
Damn, I'm trying to be quiet. Nah, shit. Nigga, I don't think the African in him will allow it. Mm. Nah, I could do it.
For how
if
long?
I had to. But, I mean.
No, that's the role. The woman is the breadwinner.
I mean. I was raised to, I know how to clean a house. Mm-hmm. My mother made sure that I wasn't moving out without being able to clean my house. So I could do that. I love kids. I mean, as long as I can coach, I don't care.
So you wouldn't mind it?
Nah, I mean, no. But I mean, would I want to? No. But if I had to, then I'd do it.
Yeah.
See, that's the difference, though. Yeah. Right? He said the same thing I'm saying. Like, is it ideal?
I mean, it's not, man, not right.
Because then,
but it's just,
because then,
whatever.
Listen.
But what if the things that usually come with being the breadwinner start to reverse the roles? Like when, like for example.
Like, nah, she ain't about to be beating on me. Go ahead, Tony.
I'm talking like like we're moving here, or we're going on a vacation to this place, or we're going out to eat here. Be ready by 6 o'clock,
yeah.
Or you know, stuff like that. What? Because then it becomes more than just.
Hey, if Jody could do it, we could do it too.
Who's Jody?
Jody Joe.
Jody Joe.
I put them wheels on that car. That's my car. I tinted the windows.
I'm just saying.
Put a block on my motherfucking phone, Yvette.
Once that starts to change,
yeah.
How, like, I think.
I don't have an ego like that, though. That's an ego.
Nah, go ahead. Let him.
I know what he's saying. Like, how would you take it when you're being told when to be ready, how to be ready, what to put on, because what you got on.
I think that's easy.
He can't do it because the motherfucker falls asleep all the time. She going to beat on him. Like, did I tell you to be ready? I fell asleep.
I think it's easy to say now, but if it'll be a thing where, you know, because you think about like someone like Stedman, right? Oprah's whatever he is. Yeah.
I could be that.
But he not broke. He didn't go in there broke. He's like a successful lawyer.
Maybe that's not a good example. Yeah, what about somebody like
Kevin Federline?
Yeah, that's a better one.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, yes. Yeah, I don't know. And I'm
so you saying like your problem would be if she tried to demasculate you?
Yeah, I think that would start to happen.
It will.
Yeah.
It's how you carry, bro. How you carry yourself is how they're gonna get treated. So
I don't think it matters.
It matters, bro.
Like I think it's gonna happen regardless.
I mean, and so many niggas sleeping on their girls in their girls' house while their girls at work, and she ain't fucking telling the nigga what to do. Nigga eating food for free. She buying everything. She buying him all the Jordans. He playing video games.
He takes her to work in her car and then drive around smoking weed, playing some trap music. I know you done seen the niggas with the Hyundai Elantra with the eyelashes on the motherfucker and the big fluffy ass pink steering wheel. Exactly.
I don't know,
listening
man.
To Young Jeezy and Gucci.
There's a bunch of clowns out here doing that now, and they're not losing their so-called masculinity. I don't believe in that masculinity shit, though.
But I think...
Because that shit is fucking bullshit.
I think a lot of guys like that just don't have dignity.
But
or self-worth.
What's less dignifying about taking care of your children? Because at the end of the day, you're at home and you take care of your kids.
I don't have a problem with that. I'm talking about if the emasculation starts to creep in. And maybe that's
then
just
you're with the wrong woman.
I'm telling you, he worried about getting beat.
Then you're with the wrong woman. If the woman one, if she come in there, if she's like if she comes in there and tries to emasculate you, then that means you're the wrong person.
But it could be subtle, and it may not mean that she's not right for you. It just could be that the power dynamic has shifted.
But who gives a fuck about power? We're not in 1943 where we make all the decisions. At the end of the day, in this era that we're living in our age, everything is a shared decision regardless.
I agree.
Yeah.
So whether you make more money or she makes more money, you're still making a shared decision. So if you are with somebody who doesn't want to give you a shared decision, then you're with the wrong person.
Because look, I done had two jobs since I was 21. I need a break.
What?
Let her work.
No, I'm just saying. No, no, I mean, what you're saying.
No, the person.
They fought for their right to work. Let them do it.
I think the person does matter, right? Because I was with somebody who made more than me.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't a significant amount.
How long ago was this?
But,
what, 1999?
Huh? No. I never got emasculated. Like, I never felt that way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I agree with you, but I think it could happen.
It only happens if you let it happen.
I think it could happen.
No, you're both right. It could happen, and it only happens if you let it happen. So if you keep letting it happen, then hey, it's just gonna get bigger and bigger.
I feel like it'll be outside sources that will create that to happen.
Yes,
yeah,
because
I agree.
You're like, damn, your girl told you you gotta be wearing that,
or it's just
she watched the last five seasons of Girlfriends.
I mean, not only that, like even her, like. Even her peoples would be like, what type of man is he that he lets you do all the work and this and that? And it's like, but it's like on the other hand, a lot of women complain about how being a mother is a full-time job in its own and all of that. So it's like, if you feel like being a mother is so hard, let somebody else do the job.
I mean, motherhood is a little deeper than fam.
We can't get into that.
Fuck that. Because fatherhood, I'm serious. Fatherhood is just as tough as motherhood.
No, motherhood is physically and mentally a lot more taxing because she's nursing.
Depending on what age we had this child, I carried that nigga in my nuts longer than you carried him in your stomach.
Shut up. You sound stupid.
Fuck you.
A lot of
people really do try to, like, especially if a guy has a daughter. Like, I get what people are trying to say, but guys are way more attached, like, or are just as attached to the child as the mother. Mentally and physically.
But
it doesn't
physically, no. Physically, they literally go through shit because of the child. That's where the difference is. Nigga, you bust a nut, she carried the baby, you dealt with her throwing shit at you, she has the baby.
Damn.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
She breastfeeding. Like, you're not breastfeeding. You're not fucking having to deal with the shit in the middle of the night. Because niggas, I've seen a lot of kids in my family born, and I've been around helping out with all these kids, all my nephews, all my everything, everybody, cousins or whatever. Yeah, I help. I might not have... But I wasn't getting up at 1 o'clock in the morning when the baby cried.
It's not your child.
It don't matter. But
it does
matter.
It makes a difference.
My father was the same way with my little sister and my little brother. I've seen it from a different perspective. My father loves his kids. He did a lot for his kids, but physically, my mother did a lot more. And you can never quantify that.
That's your situation.
But that's all. Most situations, that's what it happens. Is what you're talking about is women who don't want to be parents. That's a different conversation. But you can't say fatherhood, because there's a lot of women that, oh yeah, I'm gonna do it, but I didn't want this for my life. That's where they're complaining from.
The reason why I say it's different because of the examples that I see and the example that I saw in my brother.
That's one example.
But you basing yours off of your personal life, my personal life.
I'm around a bunch of, I'm talking about not just from my family, but it's other people. I have a friend who doesn't want to be a mother.
Okay.
She really doesn't want to be a mother. Has two boys. She talks like about it openly all the time.
Okay.
Physically, she took care of, she did whatever, but at, even now, it's a struggle for her to be a parent. Men can walk away and do whatever, but that attachment you have to that child from the time you carried them and the time you nursed them is different.
There's a lot of females out here who don't want to be mothers. It's more than you would know. Because like I said, even like I know other people, but I'm just saying, like, but what I'm saying is like it's more than you think. So a lot of times the fatherhood, like I said, especially like all the guys that I know that have daughters, they, it's like the women had the child because they wanted the man, not the child. That happens way more often than you.
I get that. No, I totally agree.
Yeah, so it's no real difference.
It's still more taxing to be a mother than to be a father. Okay. Whether she did it for the right reason or wrong reason, nigga, physically, it's still more taxing.
I think you can both be right, right? There's a concept of like mental load and physical. So I mean, I think both parents get taxed. It's just in different ways.
Yeah.
It's just in different ways.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, you know, we can agree to disagree on that. I mean, I don't even remember what we were talking about originally.
Well,
we was talking about gender roles.
Yeah, gender roles and fucking.
All yeah. So again, I mean, I know how. I mean, if I'm being, I mean, I'm honest with myself. Like, I know how I'd feel about, you know, certain things, and I know I have pride. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and because I've worked hard in my career, I would feel some kind of way if someone tried to like belittle me, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, it doesn't always have to be intentional,
mm-hmm.
and it's not because they have malicious intent. It could be just in the moment, you know, or something like that, that would bother me. So, shit, I couldn't, but who knows? I mean, yeah. I don't know what the future holds. A time may come when, you know,
It might happen.
And mm-hmm. The thing is, I'm with someone that I know has my back.
Right.
And it's not like, you know, she would ever, you know, emasculate me. It might even, you know, joke about having the satin robe ready when she comes home. Ready to put it on her.
Yeah. I mean, that's facts.
Yeah. Great points, gentlemen. That was a great debate.
Meech ain't ever right.
Whatever.
But anyway, that was a great episode, fellas. Until next time.
We out.
We out.
Minority Minds is brought to you in part by First Class Auto Care.
Minority Minds Podcast.